Hi, welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Melina June-Pierre. I'm so happy to have you tuning in today. We're going to start off once again with our breathing exercise, and we'll get right into today's message of hope. Deep breath in. And exhale. One more time, take a deep breath in and exhale. One final breath, take it in and exhale. Wonderful, wonderful, very, very good. You know, I was thinking about this podcast and, you know, how I truly hope that it has been a blessing to you. And I encourage that you listen to it, you know, not at the time that you set aside, but during the day, like in the middle of your day. And you just steal a moment to spend some time with God, because it's, you know, it's in that sacrifice. When you make that sacrifice, when you make that special effort to spend time with God, He certainly honors it. I think about it like when you are in a relationship, whether it's new, but for it to be successful at times, it means showing that person that, you know, I really want to spend time with you. And that's when you're new and it's a new relationship. You just do whatever it takes to talk to the person, whether you go and visit them during your lunch break or you give them a call, you know, you create that moment. You take time to create plans to spend with that person. And it should be the same thing with our relationship with God. And we know that God is always with us. He's always with us. He's always, no matter, we can't separate from God. However, when you take that moment to really meditate on Him, to think about His word, to pray to Him, to share your heart with the Lord, He honors that and He will speak to you, and you will find that you grow and grow and grow. Your spirit will grow more than you could ever imagine. You would gain more wisdom. Hallelujah. And so even today, like I usually do at the end of a week or after a few series, I love to pray for you, and we are going to pray today. Throughout this week, I threw up a phrase, proactive in faith, you know, proactive in faith or proactive faith. I believe that every believer, just because you give your heart to the Lord, you are being proactive. You're not waiting, hallelujah, for things to go bad, but you can definitely take it a step further in your faith when you begin to pray, when you begin to sow seeds into your life, hallelujah, for things that you want to see come to fruition. You know, you when you spend time in prayer, that's a seed, hallelujah. When you spend time reading the word of God, that is a seed, so that you are planting in the soil of your heart so that you can have something, hallelujah, fruit. You begin to bear fruit. You begin to take root in this thing, in this walk, hallelujah. In your faith, you begin to plant roots and become sturdy, hallelujah, in your walk with God. That does not happen overnight. That is not a fly-by type of chance. It just happens that I'm strong in my faith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the trouble comes, before the issues begin to happen, that is when you just begin to build your faith by spending that time with God. Hallelujah. Spending that time with God, praying to Him. reading the Word of God, listening to messages that's going to uplift your spirit. Hallelujah. And another way to have proactive faith is through service, serving the Lord, showing love to your fellow brothers and sisters in action. Hallelujah. What can you do today to be of service to someone? Because as believers, hallelujah, that should never be the last thing that you do. In fact, because of your faith, because of the love that you have, and because of who you represent as a believer, your actions, hallelujah, should be reflective of Jesus Christ. And that is through service. So find ways where you can be of service to, hallelujah, to your fellow brothers and sisters, to the less fortunate around you, the orphans and the widows. Hallelujah. There has never been a greater time. Hallelujah. There's never been a greater time than now, where we can be of service, even if it's just setting time aside to pray for your neighbors, your loved ones, to pray for them, you know, reaching out and asking, is there something specific that you need from the Lord? I would love to pray with you. I would love to pray for you. Hallelujah. And that, my dear friends, is how we can be proactive in our faith and begin to plant seeds, hallelujah, in our life, and plant, and if we've already planted seeds, for our roots to grow deeper and firmer in our faith, hallelujah. And I have this scripture, hallelujah, that I would love to share before we pray. Hebrews chapter 12, hallelujah. And we're going to read verse 1 to 3. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. Hallelujah. It's been done. Hallelujah. The example has been set for us. We have the blueprint, and we can go forth and walk and live in faith. Hallelujah. And so let us pray today. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you have done for us, dear Lord. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, so that today we can have salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you for the gift of life today, this very breath that is flowing through our bodies that belongs to you. We thank you for sustaining us today. Dear Lord God, we bring our faith to you, dear Lord, knowing, hallelujah, that it is only you that can be the perfecter of our faith, dear God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the one that set that example for us, hallelujah. And even as you sit on the throne, the right hand of our Lord, Lord Jesus, we know, hallelujah, that the action that you took for us, the sacrifice that you made for us, is not in vain today. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for the opportunities that you have given us, so that we will, hallelujah, be able to plant seeds, sow seeds, hallelujah, into our own lives, dear Lord God, so that our faith would go stronger. We thank you for the opportunities you've given us to serve you, dear God, to worship you and to be a blessing to those around us. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for everything that you have done for us. And we place our life in your hands, Lord Jesus. We ask that you would continue to take the lead as we play the background. Hallelujah. Lord, the areas that we care not, that are overwhelming, we ask that you would infiltrate, that you would take over there, Lord. And give us your peace, hallelujah. Give us your peace that surpasses our understanding, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask, hallelujah, for wisdom today. Wisdom to know how to move forward. Wisdom, hallelujah, to know when to speak or when not to speak. Wisdom, hallelujah, to know to not react to triggers, dear Lord God, but to hold fast our faith. Knowing, hallelujah, that you go before us anyways, hallelujah. Help us to see the lessons that you are teaching us in our struggles right now, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for grace. We thank you for hope. We thank you for love and mercies right now. We thank you that they endure forever. We thank you that they are everlasting today. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for this community of listeners. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done for us and all that you would continue to do. We lift you up and we magnify your name. And no other name but the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Pockets of Hope. And like I always say, I pray that this podcast is a blessing to you and that you would share it with your loved ones and your friends. Until next time, goodbye.